Hey everyone, and welcome back to Overthinking Detox. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let me tell you, today we're diving deep into something super important. Forgiveness. Not just for other people, but most importantly for ourselves. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of past mistakes and regrets? You know that feeling when your mind keeps replaying the same scenarios, those little oops moments or bigger blunders that keep dragging you down? Well, I'm here to tell you that holding on to those things is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts you more than anyone else. Forgiveness, friends, is not about condoning what happened or saying it was okay. It's about releasing the grip those past events have on your present and future happiness. Think of it as a mental detox, letting go of the negativity that's weighing you down. Now I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, right? Absolutely. Forgiveness is not a magic wand. It takes work, conscious effort, and sometimes even a little bit of courage. But trust me, it's worth every ounce of energy you put into it. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind as we unpack this. 1. Forgiveness starts with self-love. Before you can truly forgive others, you need to learn to forgive yourself. We all make mistakes, right? It's part of being human. But holding on to those mistakes like a badge of shame only hurts your self-worth. Remember that incredible quote by Buddha. Holding on to anger is like grasping a hot coal with the intent of throwing it at someone else. You are the one who gets burned. 2. Forgiveness doesn't require reconciliation. Sometimes saying I forgive you doesn't mean you need to mend fences or rekindle a relationship. It simply means you're choosing to release the resentment and bitterness you've been holding on to. You can forgive someone without having them back in your life. 3. Forgiveness is a process, not a destination. Don't expect to feel instantly lighter after uttering those 3 little words. Forgiveness takes time, patience, and often several rounds of revisiting those painful memories. Be kind to yourself throughout the journey. There will be ups and downs. Or, practice gratitude alongside forgiveness. Focusing on what you're grateful for can help shift your perspective and make it easier to let go of negativity. Try keeping a gratitude journal and jot down things, big or small, that bring you joy each day. 5. Seek support when needed. If you're struggling with forgiveness, know that you're not alone. Talking to a therapist or counselor can provide valuable guidance and support as you work through your emotions. Let me tell you a story that illustrates this perfectly. Remember back in high school, that friend who betrayed your trust? You know, the one who gossiped about you behind your back or stole something from you. It's easy to get caught up in anger and resentment towards them, right? But what if I told you that holding on to those feelings is only hurting you? Years later, I ran into this friend by chance. We had a conversation, not about the past, but about our lives now. Honestly, it was a bit awkward, but surprisingly pleasant. It dawned on me that clinging to the hurt I'd carried for so long hadn't changed anything except my own happiness. Forgiving her didn't erase what happened, but it allowed me to move forward without that weight dragging me down. So, remember, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself, a chance to break free from the chains of the past and embrace a lighter, more joyful present. Okay, let's recap our key takeaways. Forgiveness starts with self-love. It doesn't necessarily require reconciliation. It's a process, not an instant fix, and practicing gratitude alongside forgiveness can make a huge difference. And finally, remember that seeking support when needed is a sign of strength, not weakness. Now, my challenge to you today is this. Identify one thing you need to forgive someone else or yourself and take those first steps towards letting go. You deserve peace, happiness, and freedom from the burdens of the past. Thanks for tuning into Overthinking Detox. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and leave a review if you found this episode helpful. Until next time, keep detoxing your mind and remember, you are worthy of love, forgiveness, and a life filled with joy. Bye.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.